On Sunday in the country, it is a new Sunday in the country. The name has been reinstated from its original conception way back in the days of WKZE and Q103. But it's nice to welcome Bill Anstead from the Sunday in the Country Food Drive with us today. Bill, thanks for joining us today after I know it was probably a crazy, very busy, long day yesterday.
Absolutely. We really started midweek and worked on getting everything ready to give out to the pantries. And yesterday, we finalized it.
All right, so let's talk about what we're talking about, of course, folks, is the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, which really was organized back in 1993. But this year, once again, serving families both Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the great thing I always saw about the Sunday in the Country Food Drive is that it doesn't provide one meal. It provides basically over the course of a couple of days, three meals for an entire family. And I think people just think, Bill, that, yep, you go out and collect the money, yep, that the food comes to you, and then you just, people show up and get it. But the amount of manpower that you put into this, like you just said, just starting with this last week is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I've been with the group for 24 years and have not run the whole show. This particular week was a lot more hectic than I thought it was going to be. I'm no worse for the wear, and I love to do it. But you find out what's going on, and you deal with the issues that come up. All the pantries are fantastic, and all of the core group, Sunday in the Country Food Drive, all those that help are unbelievable. Anything that I need, they were there to help. So it went really smooth in that regard, and we were able to get the job done.
All right, so once again, did you feed approximately 500-600 families for the first time?
We are right now. We are at 585.
That's amazing.
Given out, so we'll probably reach 600 before Thanksgiving. There's always calls, people looking for turkeys or. Some of the pantries might need some more. So we'll probably reach that before Thanksgiving.
Now, before we got in the air, you said you really started working on this midweek, but then yesterday really had to be a brunt day for you because, I mean, you had to get it all done.
you wake up in the morning and saying, wow, we got to get this out. And, all the pantries, like I said, were great. They came on time. And picked up all the things. We had 60 boxes that we put together that were set up for deliveries, either pickup or delivery. So we had to put those together yesterday and make sure that, pantries that were coming were able to pick those up and the rest being delivered by the volunteers. So it was a process, but it all worked out.
Now, how many people did you have working on all this, other than yourself?
throughout the week, there was probably 15 different individuals.
And really, I think people have to understand this, what a commitment it is to what you folks at the Sunday in the Country Food Drive do, not only to raise the money, but then once it's actual push-out time. It's absolutely amazing what what your volunteers do.
Oh, absolutely. And I was told yesterday by Randy that, you just can't do it all yourself, so you can't. You have to, disperse all the tasks out to the volunteers. It'd be an impossibility by yourself, and to try to do it, forget it. So, I learned that very quickly, and so the volunteers are there, and that and they do a great job.
Now, where was all this stuff once again stored as you put it together, and then at the distribution point?
We are in Pine Plains at the Pulver's Farm. It's out behind the firehouse on Lake Street, and they're gracious enough to let us use their facility. They have a forklift, so when the turkeys came that were delivered, we were able to take the whole pallet right off one of their garages over there. It works out perfect.
So just so people know, what time did you start yesterday? Did your group start, and what time did you finish?
Well, I started at 6 a.m. And, well, actually, it was more like 5. And we finished yesterday afternoon at 3.
It's an amazing thing because there's so many food pantries, and you've got food pantries in so many different states and so many towns. I can imagine the logistics are really pretty incredible.
Yeah, on Friday, we dispersed and delivered over 200 turkeys. Some of the pantries, you know, their volunteers are, you know, maxed out at this time, so we're able to send a few of our volunteers out and disperse some of the load on Friday, which helps a tremendous amount. We'd probably have a 12 or 15 hour day yesterday if we didn't do that. So it works out great, and we can coordinate with the pantries and, you know, drop off times. So that helped a lot.
All right. So now this is just the first half of what the Sunday in the Country Food Drive does. This just serves for Thanksgiving, but you go through the same ritual again for Christmas, right?
We're going to do the same thing at Christmas. We're, you know, hoping that our funding, our checks are coming in, and we have enough money, and we'll do as much as we possibly can.
All right. Now, what ways can people donate to you? I know you've got a telephone number, but I also know you have a place they can send checks to as well.
The checks can be sent to Post Office Box 789, written out to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, Millerton, New York, 12546. That's really our best way, and I know that you at the station can receive checks as well.
That's exactly right. People can send checks to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, care of WHDD, 67 Main Street, Sharon, Connecticut, 06069, or you can come by when we've got normal business hours. Best time to reach us here to drop off a donation is in between 10 and 1 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can do it that way as well. But also, if you see us at the Bargain Barn on a Saturday with our gift certificate program and you'd like to make a donation, you can make a donation there as well. We're at the Bargain Barn every Saturday from 10 until 12, and you could stop by there and make a donation. Just make sure the check's made payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, made out to that. And in the memo line, Food Drive is the way. But your mailing address is Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. And I'm sure
our phone number is 518-267-9865. You can leave a message, and someone will get back to you, or someone may pick up the phone. It depends on how the day is going.
And what we should remind people is that the Sunday in the Country Food Drive is a 501c3 not-for-profit, and your funds are totally tax-deductible that you make a donation here to.
Absolutely. All the checks that we receive, they will receive a letter from the food drive. We've sent out probably 60 letters so far. Thank yous. And, like you say, tax-deductible, so we'll make sure we get those in the mail.
All right, so that's the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, part one done. Part two is coming up next, and before part two, of course, is the fundraising. And this is a real crunch because between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's really not that much time.
There is not. If you look at the calendar, it goes by quick. we were trying to decide on, on our pickup date, which, the 22nd is a Saturday and Christmas is on Tuesday, so there's not a lot of time in between there, so we're trying to push the date back a little, but we'll make that decision when the time comes, and we'll do as much as we possibly can.
And that makes your making a donation out there even more important, folks. So once again, make checks payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive. You can mail them to P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. Or you can make the checks payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive and mail them to WHDD, 67 Main Street, Sharon, Connecticut, 06069. Or you can drop by Monday through Friday in between like 10 and 1 and drop off the donation at the station at 67 Main Street. With that being said, let's go on to another fundraiser, which, by the way, Tri-State Public Communications, which is the license holder for the radio station, has received a lot of benefits over the years, and that is your NASCAR Cup Series.
Today's the last race. It's Sunday, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so today's the last race, and next week I'll distribute a few checks that I have left to give out, and we'll have raised $2,520. And those checks go to non-for-profits, fire departments, the radio station. There's 14 of us involved, and each of us pick a charity. So, every week we write a check for $70, and out it goes. So, and everyone's very appreciative of that money. In some people's minds, maybe it isn't a lot of money, but when the charities get those monies, it's unbelievable. So
I can tell you, speaking for one of those charities, that that $70 goes directly into expenses. Every charity has tons of expenses, folks, and no matter how the money comes in, it is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and this has been going on since 2004. Bill Krasowski started it. And then I took it over, and I've been doing it since 2007. So Bob Carberry, everyone picks each week. Bob Carberry, takes all the picks in and posts them, and I jot all those down, and I take care of the financial end of it. And so we've had a great time with it. It's been running a long time, as you can see, and we're hopeful that everybody comes back next year. We do it again.
And you have a big? Do you have a big like end of the year banquet where you have some fun with everybody?
Oh yeah, we have a luncheon over at the Falls Village Inn, and we talk about the things that went on during the year and just generally how everyone's doing it. We have that after the holidays, so that and before the start of the race season. So it's kind of a sort of a winter breakup, and it's nice. Everybody enjoys it, and we talk over the rules, which is only one, and discuss the rest of things, especially NASCAR.
All right, well, Bill, we'll check in with you again next week. We'll keep everybody updated on the Sunday of the Country Food Drive, and we'll check in and see how the final week of racing went in NASCAR. Thanks for all your efforts, Bill. You're a hell of a guy.
I appreciate you having me on, and we'll talk to you soon, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.